Did you suffer? Did you murder more than you had ever guessed? And where did my light leave your face?
Hello, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift. And tonight we're having a special night where we'll be having some Creation Light Shift healings. We'll be actually going to the Light Shift tonight. So this will happen near the end of the hour, so we may run just a little bit over, possibly. We'll just see how time goes here. On this show, time flies pretty quickly, so we do have permission to go over a little bit from Seth. So thank you, Seth. So he'll be staying up a little bit later just to accommodate us, so we appreciate that. So this show's about healing, so what we're going to first do is start you off with a chakra alignment so you can be a little more secure inside of yourself. You can feel more energies flowing. And here we go. So we're going to go to your heart center and have the light shift reposition this for you. And you can just sit there. A lot of people like to close their eyes typically to kind of feel the energies. And boy, somebody's way off here. The chakra's pointed to the one side of them on the left side. So I'm going to move that around about 90 degrees for this one person. There, now the rest are coming in. Perfect, okay. If you felt that, give us a little chat here on the BBS Fast Chat to let us know how that felt for you. Just click on it underneath the light beam here. Throat chakra, good. And third eye, there we go. Going down now to your power chakra. Wonderful. Second chakra and first chakra, great. Okay, so we're in an opening now. So if you're in a quiet location and you want to have your chakras open a little bit further, remember they are the main energy system in your body. Every cell is like a chakra. Every joint has a chakra. But the major ones are what feed everything in your body with this life force energy. So when the chakras get kind of closed down, at that point you start losing life force energy to different body organs. So it's good to have them opened up. But that can also make you very sensitive. So, you know, this is kind of up to you. If you're in a quiet place, I'd say go for it. So here we go. Heart chakra, going to increase the size to body width. Spin, open. Going up to your throat chakra. Spin, open. And third eye, spin, open. Going down now to your power chakra, spin, open. Well, you're in pretty good shape tonight. Second chakra, spin, open. And first chakra, spin, open. Wonderful. So we might go further tonight if you want. So those who want to have an experience here, we'll go twice your body width here. This may not have ever been done for you before, so if you want to experience that, we can. And if you want it to be back to where it is, just tell your body that it's just too much for you. But we'll just see how you feel here. So here we go. Heart chakra. You're going to be really beaming out the energy. So twice body width. Spin, open. Throat chakra. Spin, open. And third eye. Spin, open. And now we're going to go down to your power chakra, solar plexus. Spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. And first chakra, spin, open. There we go. So now you're twice body width. And just sit back and relax and kind of just see how you feel. You should have a lot of energy flowing. So the next thing we're going to do for you is get you more into your bodies. Remember, this is what we do on almost every show, and we get rid of the entities, and this should be what you should be doing daily anyway. So if you're brand new to the show is all about spirituality from the creation light ship that created you. And the spirituality is to get into your body for ascension. So everything that we do here is geared for that process so you can become who you really are, which is spirit, okay? And have that wonderful connection to the divine inside of you. So we're going to do some entity clearing. And entities are typically but not always the emotional bodies of people who passed on. There are other energetic entities that attach to us that are off-planet that can take up our space too, but basically we just work with the entities here that are Earth-based here. There we go. Doing some more clearing here for everyone, getting rid of these entities. And we're going to bring you more into your body. So typically your spirit really doesn't want to come back at times because it left here from pain and trauma and judgment. So we have to, in a sense, clear it off of these emotional traumas so that it will come back to you. Because what this thinking will say, it says, well, man, I've been here, done that, and I don't want to come back any longer. So we're now cleaning off your spirit, making it whole and complete. And now we're going to bring more of you, more of these fragments back to you, so you can have a much higher consciousness. Remember, your spirit is what heals you. Without your spirit in your body, you're not going to have healing. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. I'll count to 10 as you come into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we're going to do some more clearing here. And getting rid of entities. And bringing more of you back in. Being in your spirit. So here we go. Wonderful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more entity clearing. And here we go. And do some more clearing of your spirit to have it come in. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. You all feel pretty good right now. You may feel a little denser, maybe a little heavier. So to aid some of your healing abilities now, we're going to have your spirit come in through your feet. So if this is new to you, you could feel a little dizzy as you go in and out of your body about 10 times here. But we're bringing your spirit into the bottom of your feet in place of the crown chakra or the heart. And this way, the lower extremities will have a much better chance for healing. So you're going to feel your legs are probably be much heavier than what they are right now because your spirit normally does not want to be in your body enough, and it won't go down below your waist typically. So here we go. Going out of your body and coming back into the bottom of your feet, the ankles, knees, waist, and solar plexus. Now you're in, and same process, coming out and coming in the same way, bottom of your feet, knees, waist. There we go. And we'll just keep doing it here. So you're going out. And in, and out, 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 and now you're coming back in. Wonderful. So you should feel a little heavier, a little more self-contained in your body. And this is how your spirit is integrated more with you right now. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. And hi, and welcome, everyone. So wonderful healings in progress. If you've just tuned in to the show, we just had a chakra alignment and opening. And now Ron and the light beings have been clearing off energies and bringing our spirit more into our bodies. And that's wonderful. And maybe just for tonight, we could do something, Ron, that you've done a few times, which is to show people how it feels to be properly in your body and to accomplish that, starting out with not being in properly and then putting them in properly.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. So this is kind of like a little test for you. What I'll do, if you want to do this here, you can do this if you wish. We'll just put you in your body backwards, 180 degrees. Now, I'll describe this first of all, why I'm doing this, so you can get a little handle on it, okay? At times we have what I call a crash landing. You're out of your body somehow, and your body gets startled, and all of a sudden your spirit flies back into your body. This happens especially like when you're first waking up in the morning. And if you get startled or the alarm clock goes off, and all of a sudden your body jerks. Well, that jerk is your spirit connecting with your body. And so what happens is your spirit will come in any way that it can because it's there to ground into your body, using that terminology. And at that point, if it comes in wrong, it can be in your body wrong for days, if not years. And so we're just going to give you this experience here. So what we're going to do is just take you out and put you in backwards so that you can see what it's like. And this, you might remember how it is. So everybody's been in their body wrong. And if you're in your body, you're not going to feel right. So here we go. And we're just going to take you out momentarily, have your spirit turn around so it's facing backwards, and now you're coming back in again. So the first thing that I'm feeling is that I feel a little strange in the front of me. I have the energy is like left the front, and I have a lot of ability behind me. And I'm getting just a slight change in my head. It doesn't feel quite right. A little bit of tension, so I'm going to take us out now and turn us around the proper way and put us back in again. There we go. And this will probably take about a minute or two for your body to re-sync in again. So if you felt strange during this process, and now you have your full psychic abilities in front of you, that's what happened. So it's kind of good to know about this because this could have happened to you hundreds of times in your life, knowing that your spirit's in wrong. And it's up to you, remember, to ask, because everything is perfect on the spiritual realm. So it's up to you to ask, to have your spirit come in a different location, a different way. So I hope that you kind of felt that. We're going to now do another healing. We're going to also make sure that you're in your body the correct way 100%. So we just put you in the way that you were initially. So you could be turned sideways slightly. You could be in your body upside down. There's many ways that you come into your body. So we're now going to put you in 100% correct. So we're going to take you out and now put you back in again. And now you're in your body the way you should be. If you felt the change, that's because you were not in your body properly. If you didn't feel any change, it means that you're probably okay initially. So just kind of sit back and relax right now, and we'll go on with the rest of the show here. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, this week we've been talking about reclaiming our spiritual identity and integrity. And tonight we're talking about resonating with your divine spirit. And this leads back to the main message that we've continued to get from the Creation Light Ship since day one, and that is to go within and to connect to your own divinity, which, of course, was the message of Jesus. And he was here also doing ascension preparation work 2,000 years ago. So I think it was this past March one time when Ron was doing kind of a downloading information from the light beings on the light ship. And they emphasized that really what they wanted this radio show to be about is they wanted people to connect to their own divinity. They wanted people to begin to really understand and be able to feel and resonate with their own divine spirit. And whenever people go to the Creation Light Ship for healings, one of the main things that they want to have happen is they want people to actually really connect with their own spirit and resonate with their own spirit and learn what that feels like and really tune into that so that they can deepen their own connection and really get integrated with their spirit and their body. So, Ron, can you talk a little bit about, especially for people that may be tuning in for the first time tonight, a little bit more about the Creation Light Ship and the mission that it's on right now for the Ascension and how that relates to each person connecting with their own divine self?
Yeah, the whole thing is you must get into your body for the ascension process. It's not something that humanity is going to travel together to do. It's not up to the earth spirit to get you into your body or the 100th monkey scenario. It's the fact that you must do the work yourself to get into your body. Once you're in your body, then your spirit can do the transformation of your body so you can go to another consciousness with your physical body in full health, more than likely at the age that you choose. And from there, you can live, in a different dimension, just like you are now, without any pain or suffering. that's basically what it is. This is a graduation point for you right now. Could be within, a year. Could be, 2012. You know, it's hard to say. The Lightship will never tell me when that exact time is. All I know now is that they're basically on overtime because they wanted me to do these sessions for 2 years, and it's going over about 6 months over right now. So by saying that, we're way behind schedule here, and this humanity is not waking up. So the main thing is that if you love your body enough to take it with you to a higher consciousness, you have the choice. You have the choice of being your body or not. And all the books that you buy and read, if you do not come into your body, it's not probably going to help you. So the main advantage is that you have this time where you can have your physical body become a spiritual physical body rather than an earth-based physical body. An earth-based physical body has a given lifetime in this dimension, this physicality, and it's going to live for a certain amount of time, we'll just say under 150 years. And at that point, the body dies and the spirit moves on. Well, this is your chance to have your body have immortality. It's going to be able to be a spiritual entity, just like your spirit is. And man, I just can't wait. Just think how nice it would be not having any pain or suffering, be perfectly healthy, being able to talk to other beings that are created by the creation light ship, other races of people that we, you know, you just don't know about. It's going to be wonderful. So it's up to you to do this. So this here is the ascension process. So the light ship is here to help us. Its main purpose is, which it created a special light ship the Monday before last Thanksgiving. And this light ship here is to help the Earth Spirit in its ascension process. Not necessarily the Earth, okay, because the Earth's blueprint will be left behind and another spirit can take it up and remanifest it. That's the universal ship. The Earth Spirit is now reclaiming its spiritual identity, and it will be starting to, if it's not already done this mostly, to take all of its energy out of all of its life forms. And then at that point, it will leave. This is what you have to be doing, too. You have to cleanse your emotional density. Remember, as above, so below, we'll say. And you have to clean yourself out so that you're able to hold full spirit energy and to bring your spirit with you. You can't have parts of you out there in the universe because you're not going to ascend that way. So this is kind of what it is. You have a question here on Fast Chat about the proper way to come into your body. Your spirit knows that. So typically, books talk about, by my understanding, I haven't read a book in 30 years, but my understanding is that normally we come in through the crown chakra and maybe the heart chakra. Whatever way is proper for your spirit, it will do it that way. So there's really no way to request that, but you must be in your body in the proper orientation. So your spirit has to be 100% in alignment with your physical structure. So the session that we just got through doing with you was showing you how it is to be out of alignment with your physical body structure. So it has to be in completely intact so it can resonate properly with you. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you again.
Well, let's see. Earlier when you were starting out with the healing, with the chakra alignment and the chakra opening, one thing that you do that may be different than others do is always starting out with the heart center and the heart chakra. So can you talk a little bit about why that is and what the importance of the heart center is?
Well, that's where your spirit resides. So you first want to connect to your spirit so your spirit knows what you're doing. And then from there, the energies move up and down, you know, going up to the throat chakra, the third eye, and then down, you know, to your tailbone. So the heart is what the light ship is mainly, you know, concerned with, because that's your actual connection to the divine. So we want that to be in place so that the energies will flow through you much easier and that you're going to be awakened more to your spirit. So this is why we always connect the heart center first. Remember, the light ship created you in love. And that love energy, you know, with our physical body is symbolized by our heart. And so the love that it puts out and the light that it puts out is always heart-based, which is non-judgmental energy. So this is what the light ship does, is work with love energy, heart energy. And unfortunately, New Age metaphysics, most of the teachings now are about mind energy. So that's another a way to sidetrack you to get away from the heart energy. And as you start talking with people, you can see them. Sometimes they actually cringe when I tell them about the mind energy because they have been working with it for a long, long time. And they don't understand that. They use a pretense as, oh, this is the mind of God. Well, you know, well, the mind controls things. And the matrix that we have here that we're stuck in is mind control. So it doesn't take much of a common sense to realize that you want to get back to heart energy and get out of mind energy for healing. Because you don't want to use mind energy to have a battle of the minds where you're actually trying to project thought, which would be like psychic attacks to someone else, in love, naturally. That's how the churches talk about it. But they don't use the word psychic attacks. They just think that you're transmitting love energy through your mind to someone. And that's completely different and completely not the teachings of Jesus. Everything is heart-based, and the heart will automatically flow into everyone. Where the mind energy can be repelled, and it can be like a psychic attack. And when you send the mind energy, what goes with it? Your emotional energy. So you're giving somebody this nice, beautiful gift of mind energy with all your emotional density and baggage that you're poisoning on someone. So heart energy is the way to do healings, not mind energy. So now that I stepped on your toes, and you may not be wondering why or how you were taught wrong, it's just because that, you know, at the end of every cycle, same as in Jesus' time, when he was here to teach ascension, you know, there's opposition, and teachings do come out that are not completely in the light. They may make perfect sense to you, but they always shift something, change something slightly to allow you to get caught into the trap and to get out of the consciousness of the heart. So everything that the light ship does, and you were created from love, is what the light ship is working with. So the main thing is to do love energy, heart energy. That's why the light ship connects to your heart center first. And every healing that we do on the show is heart-based healing. So, Sylvia?
Well, I guess on that note, maybe what we could do is drop people into their heart centers before we continue on.
Okay, so this is a very nice experience. Most people love this one here. So cause people look around, you know, naturally you think in your mind, how am I going to go to my heart? You know, and naturally your mind takes over. And then at that point, it starts chasing its tail in a sense. And it does not want to surrender to your mind because, I mean to your heart, because when you surrender your consciousness to your heart, then at that point it's powerless. So this is why they say you have to have your ego self surrender and walk with your spirit, walk with your heart energy. So this process here is going to help you do this here. It'll open up a channel for you. The light ship will do this for you. Nothing for you to do, just sit there. So we're now going to have your awakening consciousness. If you want to use the word ego, you can. Your thoughts, you know, what you think daily. So that's inside of your head. We're going to drop it down to your heart center. So if you'd like to just visualize the 10th floor being your forehead, we'll say, your mind, and the first floor being your heart. And it's like an elevator dropping down. So here we go. So 10, 9, 8, and we're going down, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And a couple more times here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we'll just let you sit there in your heart center with your spirit. ask for guidance. You should feel like your thoughts are actually inside of your chest right now. And so we'll give you a couple of minutes to be with your spirit so you can have that nice connection and get your internal guidance. Center. So, Sylvia, what should we do next for this wonderful audience here?
Well, let's just take a minute in case anyone is new to our program tonight, and I'll just mention briefly how to participate in the show. The first thing you want to do is click on the BBS schedule page, click on Creation Lightship Healing, which you can go to the Saturday night program at 9, or we're also on Monday at 4, Wednesday at 7, and Friday at 9. So you can click on any one of those, and it will take you to our page. And if you scroll down not too far, you're going to see a picture of a beautiful light being. And this is actually a light being from the Creation Lightship. Her picture was drawn in real time by an artist who's also a seer, and she was on the Creation Lightship, and she drew the picture while she was there, so she really captured the beautiful likeness perfectly. But what's very wonderful about this is that during the show, and probably just in a few moments, Ron will actually bring in her energy and activate her presence in the photo, and you'll have the opportunity to watch that photo change right before your eyes, and it's really a beautiful and wonderful experience. And she will connect with your heart center, and you can request guidance and healing and so forth. So that's one thing you really want to have on your screen. And just below the light being's picture, there's something that says BBS Fast Chat, and you can just click on that, and that'll bring up a window where you can enter your name and type in a message. And you can ask any question that you want about the Creation Lightship or about Ascension, and we will try to answer as many questions as possible throughout the hour. So if you have a question or request, please go ahead and type it in. So I think, Ron, that would be a wonderful thing to do. We do have a request on the fast chat from someone who would like to do some water charging tonight. And what that means is, if you haven't been with us before, is that the light being will actually come in and activate a glass of water for you, an 8-ounce glass of water for you, putting special healing codes in that water just for you. And it's a wonderful to help your body with healing. So,
that sounds good. So, everybody kind of jump up and run to your sink and get some water. get a glass of water, and we'll do some water charging. So we'll just talk a little bit here as you're doing this here. So the Creation Lightship is what created you. It created all life forms in the universe, and everything is made of light frequency. The Creation Lightship never has ever created darkness. The darkness is just here, coming into the light, and the light has to get rid of the darkness, so it chooses to come every 2,000 years to, in a sense, we'll just say to our planet here, but through across the whole universe, to dispel the darkness, so everything is uncreated and then remanifested again back into light. This is the ascension process, when you have the choice, if you wish to take your body with you or not, to do this process here. So it's very nice to do, and it's up to you to do it. So it looks like most of you have your water now. So look at the screen here. And also the light chip, the reflection is not the darkness. People talk about, well, didn't the light create darkness to reflect the light, you know, that, you know, if they have a mirror image. Well, that's not exactly true. Never created any kind of darkness. The darkness that we're talking about here is the darkness of mind control, is the darkness of poor weather patterns here, is the famines on this planet, hurricanes, tornadoes, war, anything like this, the dark side stealing souls, the dark side, these negative extraterrestrials and the spacecraft doing abductions on people. All this is not and has never been created by the light. And so we're here struggling with that as society to try to hold spiritual integrity. And so this is where we are. So the light ship comes every 2,000 years to get rid of these energies so that we can live in a more harmonious, peaceful place. So the light beam now, we'll get back to her. So we're going to ask her now to come into your monitor screen. And this works on the archives too. So just kind of watch your screen now. If you are in the archives, you definitely want to come to one of our shows here. So you can just display the archive, the picture in front of you for the archive, so it will be energized in front of you during this process here. So just kind of watch your picture. I get a lot of people who like to put their hand in front of the screen. They'll feel energy bouncing off their hand. And these healings are all heart-based. So she's starting now to energize the photograph. You may see the colors change. Her eyes will become brighter. It'll look like she's looking right into your eyes when you look at her, like she sees everything. And it's like looking into the universe here. She's becoming more three-dimensional. What I'd like you to do now is to get your glass of water and put it in front of you. And what you're going to do is put one hand on each side of your container. And she's going to start to connect heart to heart. And you're going to feel, if you are a feeler, feel this wonderful love energy flowing through your body. It'll come down your arms, into the palm of your hands, into your fingertips, and she'll start to energize this water for you. This will have special light codes in it that's going to help you for detoxifying your body and allow you to hold more light energy. So here we go. You should start to feel something flowing in your hands. And I can feel my hands getting very, very warm right now. Everybody has their own sensations. It can go from warm hands. It could go to having your fingers tingle, pulsate. Okay. It feels like it's completed now. So I'd like everybody to get a little sip of their water, or you can drink all of it, and I'm going to have mine right now to see how mine tastes. Well, it's very fluid. I get a lot of saliva once it goes into my mouth, so it's, I guess my body loves it. It goes down instantly. How's yours, Sylvia?
It tastes great, and I just wanted to mention it seems like there was an extra amount of the kind of pink or pink energy coming off of the photo tonight for me. I don't know if other people saw it that way, but it's just really beautiful tonight to watch her presence unfold and come three-dimensionally right out of the screen, and just so much light coming off of her. It's really beautiful, and heart energy is very, very good.
Yeah, so what we could do is just a sample here, if you like. If you want to get another glass of water, we'll do a sampling of how the mind works, charging water. And you already have your glass of heart-filled water. So once you get that, and we'll show you the difference on the water here. And I think we have a question here. You want to read it, Sylvia, here?
Let's see. Well, we have a few questions. We have one, which is, does the creation lightship have a shape?
Well, in all dimensions, there are physicality once you're there. And so, yeah, the lightship is large. It's basically almost 500 miles in diameter. It can go larger if it needs to, but that's basically what they are kind of indicating to me, the size of the ship. And it you know, that they can materialize it instantly to whatever side it needs to be. So the lightship actually would be invisible because it's pure light energy, but it does take physicality. And the lightship contains the blueprints of all of creation, much like we talk about here of like the Akashic Records, but that's just a minuscule amount of information. On the lightship, everything that's ever been created is there, and all the blueprints are there for everything that's been created, whether it's not been created or it's just like a prototype, it's there. So, and this allows the creative beings and the spirits that are created to create things to actually have something to draw upon, kind of much like a factory system situation or like a laboratory. So you're able to create many, many things. Just for instance, a planet spirit that's created to go into a planet or to create a planet will be able to view all the different blueprints of all life forms, all plants, all planets, and the dimension and physicality that it wishes to go into. So it's a free choice then to select and decide if it wants to alter something it can too. So it's kind of like, you know, being in a large hardware store and manufacturing plants and everything else where you can do whatever you choose to do. Everything is available to you. So that may kind of answer that question. So there's many, many beings on there. The ones there are there as typically their first incarnation, the ones we're working with for healing. There are other beings that are created just to create. And then the main source energy is there with the 12 major energies of creation itself. And so their spark is put into everything that's created. So that's how you are a part of the divine. So if you have your second glass of water in front of you, what we're going to do now is have your mind do this healing. So you may just want to look at your glass of water, and they're going to disconnect the heart energy from you. So this is a way to tell how the difference is on heart versus mind water, okay? And it's a very nice thing to do, so you can actually sense something. So here we go. You're running energy now. Just think of charging your water up with good thoughts, if you wish, or whatever you want to put into that. Your mind is doing this for you. And this, again, will take probably about 15 seconds. And mine doesn't feel like it's in wholeness, but, you know, I am putting energy into it. So this is thought energy. This is the, in a sense, the New Age teachings on, you know, how to get a parking space and how to manipulate energies for your own, you know, purpose, which is kind of against the divine energy because everything is free will. So we have two different systems here working. So about another 5 seconds here, and your water now is looks like charged up by your mind. So have a sip of that and just see how it tastes. I'll try some of mine right now. In comparison, my water is a little it has a bitter taste to it, and it's For me, it's kind of yucky, but that's my own experience. Everybody else will have their own. So,
anybody want to get on
fact chat and kind of say how the water tastes in comparison, you can do that too. How's your water, Sylvia?
Well, it's just funny because you know how sometimes you have water that you're just trying to swallow, you're trying to drink it because you're supposed to drink your water, and you know, maybe it's the only water you have around or bottled water. And it just, I almost had to kind of force myself to swallow, whereas the other water, just you just want to keep drinking it.
Yep, that's the basic difference. So it's and there are, you know, people talking about, you know, taking a piece of tape and putting it on your water container with good thoughts, you know, love, etc. And the you know, the little validations from freezing the water under a special microscope, you know, will show a pattern look much better than the one that's of anger. So that all is correct, but it's not the same as heart energy. So that's the difference here. So one is controlling energy, force of will, and the other one is heart, where it's no resistance, it's pure divine love. So that's the difference on it. And you can't project love from the mind. It doesn't work. Love has to only come from your heart. So what else do we have on Fast Chat here, Sylvia?
Well, we have a question about when you're working on getting into the body, is there something you can do to protect yourself from attack or from darkness? And can you use something like white light, violet flame, that type of thing?
A very good question. More than likely, the darkness is already with you, okay? So you probably won't be attracting any more darkness as you get more into your body. And so what you're doing is you're dispelling the darkness in you, which would be entities and maybe other life forms possibly. And as you come more into your body, your protection typically is your spirit. So the more you're in your body, the more protection you have. So now we'll switch that over. Does white light help or the violet flame? Yes, all those can help you to a certain extent too, because they are high frequencies. So now I'm going to step on all of your toes here. So these frequencies were brought to you by our lovely friends, the Galactic Federation, which is not completely in the light. Remember, this is why we have extraterrestrial abductions here and hurricanes, etc., famine, wars, okay? They're doing this. They brought in duality here, and they live off of your emotional energy. So when you bring in the white light, where is it coming from? Okay, are you assuming that this white light energy is from the divine? Well, maybe, maybe not. If you tap into a high source of it, then it would be from the Galactic Federation. Okay, so just by calling upon a frequency does not always mean that this frequency is what you think it is. Okay, so the next question you're asking is, well, gee, I've been using white light energy for 20 years. Ron must be crazy. Well, I'll keep on going here, okay? What you want to do to make sure that you are plugged in properly to what you're calling forth is you must use your spirit in your heart center to bring you that energy. Your spirit is connected to the divine. Most people who bring in the white light don't connect to their hearts, and they do it mentally. So you're getting a mixed bag of tricks, and it may not even be white light at all. It could be the impostors of the light from the Galactic Federation giving you attunements and energies that are not in the divine flow. Remember, they're here to live off your life force energy, off of your emotional energy, okay? So what's a better way is to have the sacred teaching not telling you to go to your heart, but to plug into some energy outside of yourself. So basically, what I'm saying to you is to always go to your heart center. Ask your spirit to bring in these energies. And that could be anything. It could be Archangel Michael. It could be the white light. It could be the violet flame. This is how you wish to connect and need to connect to these energies. So, I hope that clarified things. Now, the Galactic Federation's white light, since they're not in the dark, not in the light 100%, and we did lose a few points of light here, in fact, quite a bit of light with the firing of the grid, But right now we're at about 37%. It was at 38, and it dropped down to 32 by people giving their free will away, their consciousness away, their spirit energy away to the darkness with good intentions from what they thought they were doing in the light, but the darkness took these energies and used it. There's a lot of people who are speaking the truth. I mentioned this before, that firing of the grid, not to give your energy away to anything because you don't know where it's going to. So to get back to the Federation, so if they are 37% in the light, then they're 63% in the darkness, which means that when the light comes into them from the creation light ship, it's being filtered, being altered, being changed. So the most you're going to get, hypothetically, is, you know, that 37%. So what we're going to do now is another little experiment for everybody. We're going to bring in the white light from the Galactic Federation. And it's going to come in the best that it can to you. So here it comes. Just sit back and relax. And we have a thing here about not to trust the Galactic Federation. Of course, they killed Jesus. That's why we have the problems that we have here. So here we go. We're bringing in this energy now from them. They're going to bring it in as much as they can. Remember, there are positive things in the Federation, but not too many, okay? And so until they're completely in the light, you know, they're very hard to trust. And they can be very tricky. They mimic the light, the ones that are in the darkness there, to take your energy. So here we go. It's coming in right now. You should be able to feel the white light. This is what you probably have felt your whole life through all of your prayers and affirmations. And it feels like to me it bottomed out, so we can't get any more white light to you. Remember, they're holding it back from the Galactic Federation, okay? They don't want to have any more come in, okay? So that's how it feels with the white light from the Galactic Federation. I'm not going to bring in Archangel Michael from the Galactic Federation. Remember, his energy comes down just like the white light does and goes into like this clearinghouse of energy, and they dampen it down and only allow so much to come in. So here comes Archangel Michael. So here we go. So we're going to bring his energy into you. And again, this is probably going to feel what you've always had for your whole life as it comes into you. And it may feel good. And then we'll bring in the light ship's energy. Okay, he's coming in. Feels nice to me. Doesn't feel like a lot of horsepower behind him, but it is here. There we go. Okay, so I think he's in full strength right now, okay? And now we're going to bring in, to just kind of sample these two energies, if you would. That should feel, you know, wonderful to you. Because it's what you're used to. Okay, now we're going to bring in the white light energy from the creation light ship. This is what created you. And here it comes. So it's coming into your room now, just like we did before. And right away, the room's getting lighter and brighter. Before, it felt, to me, kind of dense. I'm not used to having these lower frequency energies in here. So for you, you should feel a lot of energy coming in. And this is the beautiful white light energy from creation coming to you. There we go. So this is the white light energy. And now we'll bring in Archangel Michael from the creation light ship. And this you can do yourself. You can ask the creation light ship to have these energies come to you. Remember, you want to go through your spirit first, okay? And here we go. Archangel Michael's now coming in. And right away, the room here that I'm used to having is very, very well balanced. And it's been all the way. There we go. So, how's that, Sylvia? Do we have anybody, if anybody would like to comment on Fast Chat, be my guest here. I know I shake a lot of trees out there, and people do understand when I get down with what we're doing here, but this is the wonderful energy from the divine coming to you. So remember, you always want to connect with your spirit first and have your spirit bring in whatever you choose to bring in as far as white light or violet light or whatever. So
that's such a remarkable difference. If you can, give us a little statement on the fast chat about how you experience the difference between those energies. And let's see, we have a question. Can I touch my chest to feel more heart energy or to send heart energy to others?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't see why not. I think that would probably be fine. But have your spirit send it to them. Don't have your mind send it, okay? Remember, you want to have a spirit-to-spirit link, okay? So you don't want to use force of will. Ask your spirit to take the heart energy, which is what you're touching in a sense with your hand, and have your spirit connect to someone else's spirit to send love. Everything has to go through your spirit first. So this is your only protection that you have, is having yourself work with your own divine spirit. Otherwise, you're in the mental plane, and that's where the matrix is. That's the dark side energy. So you want to always stay with your heart. Like I said earlier, the New Age teachings for the last 100 years are all about mind, controlling the mind, having the mind do things. And they got away from the heart for some reason. All I can assume is that, the dark side kind of crept into some of the people doing the work, channeling the information. Remember, the dark side can mimic the light 99.999%. So if you don't connect with your spirit, then what you're getting may not be truth, okay? And so, why aren't the churches talking about love in every one of their services? You know, they talk about everything but love on a lot of them, and they sidetrack you and get you into the fear-based aspects of their dogma of their own religion. So, like I say, you just need one book, too. The one book is with one page, and the one page is Go Within. We could probably go to the light ship unless we have something else here. We could bring some energy for everyone to get rid of the EMFs around them, electromagnetic radiation, and other energies that are say being beamed to you off planet typically. So what happens is that a lot of people have talked really bad about our government and other governments and everything else, and I don't get involved with that. I feel that everybody on this planet who is human, who has a soul inside of them, is from the divine, and that we're all basically, having trouble. And the darkness will, in a sense, attack or single out these people who are in control, and allow them and to get off their spiritual path to do things that they may not want to do. So they're controlled too. So I think if we get rid of the energy that the Galactic Federation is allowing to come in here, the mind control from these extraterrestrials out there in the darkness without souls who want to control us, then at that point, if they do their job, then we won't have the mind control here. So we're basically mind controlled here completely, and the people that are in charge of helping us, maybe in our governments, are also mind controlled. So they're a victim too, even more than what we are. And so the light ship is here to help with that, because nobody, I'm sure, wants to do any kind of evil or dirty deeds to anyone else if they get into their full consciousness of their spirit, of the love energy. So we're sort of victims here until the Galactic Federation can finally understand and release themselves like we have to do to get more into our bodies for love energy. So everybody's a free choice. Like I said, as above, so below. So what we're going to do now is help the people online here with the energy that's being directed to them about mind control, about energies that are interfering with your connection to your spirit. So here we go. The light ship's going to bring in this wonderful energy around you so you can be at peace and harmony with your spirit and not have any type of interference. And the interference is just as simple as having radio waves in your house, you know, TV waves, you know, all these things are going through you. Microwaves is all different types of frequencies that our poor body has to put up with. And a lot of these are disconnecting you from your spirit energy because it's causing havoc with your physical body. Remember, we didn't have these energies here. Typically, you know, for the last 100 years they've been here. But before that, before we had electricity and stuff, we didn't have a lot of these transmissions here. We did have the darkness transmitting to us, though. So here we go. They're putting this nice, wonderful cocoon around us so that we can be in the sacred space. And that's being done right now from the creation light ship. They only tell me what they're doing right now, so I'm watching. And they're going to put around us a nice cocoon of gold energy. This will be on like the outside of our auric field. This cocoon energy goes out about 20 feet around us. So you're going to feel that you're completely at one with yourself in about a minute here. And so once you get more into your body, entities will start to dissipate from you. Kind of think of it as, you know, going into the post office and seeing all the different post office boxes, okay? And you're supposed to be in every one of those. Well, you may only be in 20%. And so what's in the other ones? Entities. So like I say, if you're not home, who is? So as you start bringing yourself more into like these post office boxes, and entities cannot come in because you're holding your spiritual integrity. This is what you want to do, is to get more in your body to eliminate the entities from coming into you. Okay, the light ships see that this energy is complete around you, so kind of just sit back and relax. And I'll just put some music on here, then we'll go to the light ship and definitely connect to your spirit. And just see what your spirit has to tell you. Ask it to communicate with you. Nice experience talking to your own divine spirit that resides in your heart center. This is what this show is all about, to connect you with your divinity of who you are, to regain your spiritual integrity. So what we're going to do now is go to the light ship. So I'll just describe this to you. Our body is a frequency. We're always being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And so we're here in the off state, and when we're turned off, we're not here, but we don't know that. So what the light ship does is transport you in a beautiful white light tunnel to the light ship, and then you're there in physical form. They rematerialize you just like you are here, and you're going to be able to walk on the light ship. If you're a seer, you're going to be able to see the different light beings up there. we'll probably have about a 10-minute light healing session here for everyone. We had one today that was over 4 hours in length, which was $60. We do this once a month for people. And so if you'd like to bring some animals or pets up for healing, you can. Just think of them in your consciousness now. So there's nothing for you to do. You're not going to disappear. It's not going to be frightful. It's just a thing that the light ship is doing for you to further your healing process. So they only do physical healing. The emotional baggage that you have is left behind here. And when you come back from the light ship, remember you're being brought back and forth continuously. And the baggage that you have is not healed by them. So sometimes the sessions that we do will not hold complete integrity because you haven't got rid of your baggage yet. So this is the whole process. Your baggage created your illness, and they can fix you up there, but if you haven't dealt with it down here, it may not work. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. We're going to have this beautiful white light tunnel come around us now, and we're going up to the light ship now. And if you brought pets or animals, we're there, and they're leaving us, going for their own particular healing. And we're having a body scan. They have to find out who we are. Remember, they work with all different races of people, all different beings that they created for the ascension process. Next, we're going into the orientation room. This is where you're selecting your doctor teams. And if we have some seers, they're going to be able to see these rooms that we're in also. So we're describing to them what our problems are. They're also telling us what they found. And we're going to go into the first room, and this room is where they're going to help us with physical body pain. So if you have any pain in your body, request healing now, and we'll just see what they can do. Remember, the healings are based upon how much you're in your body, number one. Remember, your spirit's a conduit for healing. This is not a meditation, so if you're meditating, you cannot have a healing. You have to be in your body for healing, okay? And number two is, how much emotional baggage and trauma do you have? What are you carrying? Remember, it takes your energy away, too. So hopefully you're in your body enough, which we have done earlier tonight, and hopefully that you've worked on your emotional traumas and baggage to allow the healing to work for you. This is why you don't heal. These two main reasons. So we're in this room having our body pain released from us. I see them working on knees and ankles right now. They can do anything just about up there, so they're working on ligaments now. They're also checking out the bottom of our feet, checking out our arches. So, again, request healing. The light only works in the now. Anything that's not in the now is not of the light. Okay, it's a projection of thought then. So that's one thing that you might fully understand if you think about it. And the light always sees you as perfect. So what you're doing is you're going to change your perfection, whatever that is now, to something else that's in perfection. You're in control of your perfection. So you're just changing from one state to another, but you have to mention it to them so they can see where you are and what you want to have corrected. They'll never go against your free will. We're going into another location, and this is a big swimming pool. Each one of us has our own teams. Each team normally is three doctors, and they're typically males. And this team here that's coming to us now, we're in this beautiful swimming pool. And we're now going into the water. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And if you're a seer, it's going to be very, very beautiful. And coming to us now, the whales want to come. So there's many different water type, say, mammals on the light ship. And the whales are coming. And they're going to do some healing work with us. So what you can do, if you wish, if you're sensitive enough, what I say is males typically are only 1%. So I get one male out of 99 or 100 that can feel, 99 can't, okay? Women are 50-50. So on the light ship now, we have these beautiful whales in front of us. Remember, we're bilocated to the light ship physically. And we're now swimming with the whale. So put your hand in front of you, and about a foot in front of you is where the whale is. And if you want, you can move your hand from left to right. And you might even feel the texture of the skin of the whale here. So this is nice. You may be able to feel this yourself. For me, it feels kind of spongy. The skin goes in about a half an inch. And you can communicate with the whales if you wish. You can ride on top of one of them. This is your choice. And they also are talking to you through mental telepathy. So you're in complete communication to all the different light being doctors who are helping us right now in this healing session. You're in other rooms that I cannot see, and only see one room at a time. So the next room we're going into is a room where they're working with our cheeks, looks like, maybe our gums, our teeth, checking out our sinuses. So if you have any concerns there, request a healing. Another team is now starting to work with our internal body organs. So if you have any concerns there, then just request healing too. And we're going into another room. We'll go into a room since we mentioned Archangel Michael earlier. We'll go into his special sacred room. This is in a different location on the Creation Light Ship. This is where he was created, and he resides there. So we're going into this room right now. And I'm seeing a lot of white light and a lot of gold little speckles in this white light. So we're in this room now in the presence of Archangel Michael. And we can also request healing and guidance. So I'll just put some music on for a little bit of time here so you can experience this wonderful energy from Archangel Michael here, the personal communion between you and him. Ask for healing, ask for guidance. Another room on the light ship. There's only one creation light ship. It's what created the universe, and you're on it right now. We're going to go into a very special room again. This is a room where Mother Mary is. So we're going into this room right now, and I see a lot of pink light in this room. Very, very beautiful. And we're in this room now, and we can again ask Mother Mary for healing. And she'll be happy to help us here. You can ask her for some divine questions if you wish, but you're now in her presence. And her energy is going to be coming down here for you to experience. That was wonderful. I love that room. So we'll go to another room. This room is other people's favorite, so including my own here. We'll go into the room where St. Germain has been created. So have the beautiful violet energy also here. So he's probably more personal to a lot of people because he was here on the earth plane. So, and here at Mount Shasta, you know, he is here in the mountain. So here we go. We're going into St. Germain's room, and the violet flame is there. So, again, work with your spirit and connect and have St. Germain come to you up on the light ship. So here we go. Another location, and this is a room that they have where you can go into where they're going to help you work on forgiveness. So what you may want to do is think about who you'd like to forgive right now, and this room has this beautiful grace energy in there. It will help you forgive those who you maybe hold and harbor bad feelings towards. So, and the main thing is to forgive yourself. So this room is the forgiveness room. And allow these beautiful light beings, and there's many of them here, to take this anxiety, this bitterness out of your heart and out of your body field. Years ago, these would probably be very familiar rooms to you, as this is what Jesus used himself to help heal people as they were transported to the light ship the same way out of time during his healing session. So we're going to one other room now, and this is a room where you're going to come face to face with your spirit. The light ship is going to recreate your divine spirit for you. a very sacred room. And as you come into this room, you're going to notice across the room is this beautiful, shimmering, white light energy, which is you. And it's going to walk into you now. So I'll count to 10 as this beautiful spirit energy of you comes into yourself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. So this is you coming into yourself here. And again, connect with your spirit to yourself here. And you can ask for guidance if you wish. And healing. Here, this is some of the words from the Van Halen sound, Love Comes Walking In. It says, and then you sense a change, and nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. This is your spirit reuniting with you. This is what this show is all about, to regain your spiritual integrity, to go within, to connect to your spirit. When you're connected to your spirit, you are never alone. So we're now going to start to come back from the light ship. We're going into the orientation room where we're thanking all the different doctor teams for helping us out tonight for their healings. And now we're going into the transporter room where our animals and pets are now being joined with us. And they're putting around us a little cocoon of conscious healing energy, which we can use for the next 5 days for additional healing if we like. And we're about ready to come back down this beautiful white light tunnel. And we're coming back right now. And now we're here. So you want to just move a little bit. Check your body out. See how you feel. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, wonderful. What a beautiful night on the light ship. I hope everyone truly felt the resonance of their own divine spirit and enjoyed communing with those divine energies on the light ship and had a wonderful healing. So that's my wish for you tonight. And thank you for being with us tonight for this wonderful experience. And if you'd like to, if you have a minute, if you're connected to the fast chat, if there's any questions that you have or topics that you would like to hear Ron talk about in our upcoming shows, if you could take a minute just to type that in, that would be wonderful. And we want to make sure we address the things that are important to you. So please go ahead and do that. Or you can email Ron at healing@creationlightship.com.
So this session of the Lightship will only work with me personally connected to you. So don't try to go there yourself, because you won't be able to. And the main reason is because we still have our Galactic Federation in charge watching over us and allowing extraterrestrial abductions. So I don't want you to think that you're going to the Creation Lightship by just putting your thoughts out that you want to go to the Lightship and they intervene and take you someplace else. So I don't want to sound too negative, but that this is where we are now with them, and maybe they'll be in the light tomorrow. I'd love it. But they have to change their consciousness to root out the darkness that they're basically in bed with, because that's why we still have society the way it is here. So until they change, we can't change down here typically, because they're controlling us too much through the mind control. So on a lighter note, the Lightship is here to do the ascension process, and it will clean out these energies that we're dealing with daily. And this is what and why it's here, so that the darkness can be released out of the creation of light. And they have to do this because there are energies out there that don't obey spiritual law and also want to take over the light frequencies. So this is why they come every 2,000 years. So I will probably just be signing off now. So hope you all enjoyed the show tonight. We have other shows, and if you did like this little sampling of the Creation Lightship Healing going to the Lightship, I do this on a conference call line on Mondays and Fridays. It's only $20 for an hour show, so it's wonderful if you're interested in advancing yourself spiritually and having some healing work done on your physical body. And anyway, I guess we'll be signing off here. So, and I do want to thank all the people that have sent donations to me and or have had healings to help me stay on this radio show, because, you know, it is helpful to you know, do the work yourself, and it allows me to reach more people. So I bless all of you for all of your help to allow other people to be healed too. So I guess I'll be signing off here. So blessings to all of you, and we'll be seeing you later. And we'll be on the next show, which will be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Station 1.
Whoever it is that's led you to this, who's slithering in to a place in your head, I should call home. I don't want to know about him, I sure don't want to hear about him. Whoever he is, I don't want to know. We used to be so in love, up all night on the phone. I always knew what was on your mind, but now I look in your eyes and I don't know. Whoever it is.